when you're coming to Police Week, this truly is a safe space for you. You're going to come off that bus. You're going to be overwhelmed. You're probably going to cry, and we're going to be there for you. And I promise you that you're going to leave this week feeling better than the day that you arrived. Hello and welcome back to the COPS Podcast. I'm Sarah Sloan, COPS Communications Director. Today we welcome COPS Executive Director Diane Bernhard to the conversation. We've been doing this last couple years and it has been a popular resource for survivors who are attending National Police Week for the first time. We are here to have a conversation about National Police Week, which is just a few weeks away. If you have never been and are attending for the first time, we know you may have some questions and may be a bit nervous about how the week flows and where you are going, where you are staying, what if I have questions when I get there, and more. If you are returning to National Police Week from previous years and this is your first time at the new host hotel, things will look a bit different to you. So we thought just having a conversation and hearing us talk a little bit about what goes on during the week may ease some of those worries. We encourage you to turn this on while you are at home with a cup of coffee or even if you are driving to work. This is an easy listen and you can refer back to it at any time. So Diane, let's go ahead and get started. You've been at COPS now for over 10 years and are working on coordinating your 11th National Police Week. For those who may not know yet, tell us how you came to know about COPS.
Thanks, Sarah, and I appreciate everybody taking some time to listen to this podcast. So I came to COPS after working for 23 years for the Columbia, Missouri Police Department, and I learned about COPS when a coworker and dear friend of mine was shot and killed in the line of duty. And COPS came in and helped her family, specifically her parents, by going to the retreats and going to National Police Week. And they told me about COPS and their experience there. So I knew when I retired and I was looking for my next thing to do that COPS had a special place in my heart. And that's why I'm here and have been here for the past 10 years.
Awesome. And congratulations on celebrating your 10th anniversary with COPS. We are so grateful to have you here. And one of the biggest tasks that we as staff pull together and make happen is National Police Week, held each year between the days of May 11th and May 17th. Can you just give us a brief rundown of the events of the week starting on May 11th?
Yeah, so May 11th and May 12th are our arrival days. That's when most of our survivors will fly into D.C., into Washington Reagan Airport, or will drive into D.C. to the host hotel, the Washington Hilton. If you come in on the 11th, that's a great opportunity to have a little bit of extra time in D.C. before the events get started for the week. But when you come in on May 11th, if you have sent us your travel arrangements and you're flying into the Washington Reagan Airport, you'll be greeted at the gate by honor guards that will assist you in getting your luggage and taking you to the transportation that's ready for you. And you'll be escorted by motor officers as they take you down through D.C. To the hotel. It's quite a moving event there at the airport on the 11th and the 12th. It's really important that we're about to mail you some ribbons that are going to come to you, and then you can take those ribbons and you can attach them somehow to you, to your bags, something that identifies you as being a survivor of a fallen officer, so the honor guards will know who you are when you get off the plane. You should be expecting those coming in the mail in the next week or two.
And now, just to add to that, if you have not sent us your travel information, we absolutely need that so that we can make sure that we have your flight information and that an escort is there and available regardless of what time you come in.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's May 11th and 12th. We also have on the 12th, we have a couple of bike rides that come in. There's the Law Enforcement United bike ride as well as the Police Unity Tour. So those are some events that happen during the day. On the 11th and 12th, that's a great day to check in at the host hotel and get your credentials that you'll need for the week. And it's because you're going to need those for every event that you go to. So if you come on the 11th and 12th, you can avoid some of the long lines that may happen if you wait to the last minute to get those credentials. Moving on to the 13th, that's the day of the Candlelight Vigil hosted by the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund. Transportation is provided to that through if you're staying at one of the COPS hotels. We will make sure that you get on a bus and get to the seating in time for the Candlelight Vigil to happen. It's a really moving event. It happens rain or shine, so you're going to want to make sure you have umbrellas packed to go with you for the week, and also have some snacks and things like that you can take because you will have some times that you have to just sit and wait. And that's kind of expected throughout Police Week, is that there's a large number of people that attend. This year we anticipate around 4,500 survivors that will be in D.C. for the week. So there's a lot of logistics in moving people from one location to the other. So we do suggest that you bring snacks, bring things to occupy your children during those times, and also bring a healthy dose of patience, because you may need that as you go through that week.
Yes, and I wanted to add too, because the escort officers, this is one of the first events that the escort officer kind of plays a part in walking with the family and being there. But I do want to remind you that escort officers a lot of times think that they need to go to check-in and registration and they can pick up the family's credentials. That is not the case. Family members do have to be present, because we do require photo ID for the safety of all of our events. So please keep that in mind, that escort officers are not responsible for picking up the family's credentials. Everyone has to be present.
That's awesome. So going on from there, we move on to the 14th. So the day of the 14th, that's the first day of the COPS Survivors Conference. So what you can expect that morning is there'll be a light breakfast that's available to you at the host hotel. And then we'll have a general session that morning where we'll have some great speakers that will be there. We'll have some music that will play. There's just a lot of an introduction to COPS, basically. And it's the first time that all the survivors will gather together in one room. It's a really special morning that we encourage that you spend with us. We'll follow that up with a lunch that's provided for you, and then there'll be sessions that afternoon that is specific to your survivorship. And when we say survivorship, what we're talking about is if you're a parent, you'll go to a session with other parents from across the country that has lost a child in the line of duty. If you're a spouse, you'll be with other spouses. If you're an adult child, you'll be with other adult children that have lost a parent in the line of duty. There's sessions for siblings, for extended family, for fiancés, for significant others, basically whatever for friends, whatever your survivorship is, there'll be a session available for you that afternoon. And we do highly suggest that you go to attend that.
Right. And then if your kids are already pre-registered, that is the first day that they will go to the kids and teens programs. Or, of course, if your kids are of below kindergarten age, then they will go to the daycare, as long as you are pre-registered. And if you don't know if you're pre-registered, you can call here at 573-346-4911 and get that information. One of the things that I wanted to add, families are thinking that this is a day, I'm using quotation marks, this is the only free day that they have to go and sightsee. That is not the case. Please consider coming to the National Police Survivors Conference, because this is the first day that you really get that mental health support and the grief support, and being surrounded by other survivors in a closed setting. It's kind of a priceless day that we're giving to you. And there's 2 days. There's the 14th and the 16th, and Diane will cover that in a minute. But please consider staying within the realm of National Police Week.
That's a really good point, Sarah. There's also on the 14th that evening, this year we're celebrating 40 years of COPS, which is pretty cool. COPS started in 1984 and has been around and has just grown tremendously into the organization it is today. And we're going to celebrate that on the night of the 14th during National Police Week. We have scheduled an anniversary gala. And that is the only thing during National Police Week that requires a separate ticket that you have to actually purchase. Everything else is included in the, just because of the fact that you're a survivor and you're there. But that the tickets are still available for that gala. We will have a really nice dinner. We'll all dress up. Everybody will have we'll have a little bit of a break and a little bit of fun in the middle of Police Week. We also are going to have a little production that talks about our 40 years at COPS. And then we're going to end the night with Nashville recording artist Craig Morgan is going to be doing a private concert for us. So we're pretty excited about the night of the 14th this year.
Yes, and tickets are still available to that. So visit our website, which is concernswithpolicesurvivors.org, or again, call that number and we'll get you set up. But it's an event that you don't want to miss.
Yeah, so moving on to the day of the 15th. So May 15th is Police Officers Memorial Day. And on that day, we worked with the Fraternal Order of Police, who hosts the memorial service. The Fraternal Order of Police and their auxiliary host that memorial service on the Capitol lawn. What happens is that it starts really early in the morning. So you'll have families that will attend that memorial service, the ones that are going to be participating in placing the flower. At the memorial service, we'll have one set of buses to ride, and those that are still attending but will not be participating in placing that flower, they have a different set of times to take the bus to get over to the Capitol. So there's going to be all kinds of information that comes to you. There'll be information in the final mailing that's coming to you very soon. There'll be information on the app telling you where you need to be when. So you'll have an opportunity to download that app. Actually, it's available to download now, or you can get that off of a QR code once you get to National Police Week. Mm-hmm. But there'll be a lot of information about that memorial service. Generally, the president is invited to be at that service. We have not heard yet if he's confirmed to be there yet or not. And at that service, there's every officer's name will be read that we're honoring that year. So it's definitely a very moving event. We encourage you, it's also out in the sun, and it's a long day, so we encourage you to bring things to protect yourself from the sun, sunscreen, snacks, drinks. Definitely going to want to have some water with you. And then snacks for the kids. Like I say, we'll start early in the morning and it won't conclude till 2 or 3 in the afternoon. So you definitely are going to want to be prepared for all the elements for that absolutely moving event. At the conclusion of that event, you'll have a choice. You can either take the buses and go straight back to the cops' hotels, or you can choose to get on the bus and go down to the memorial wall. At the memorial wall, there will be a ceremonial laying of the wreath that happens right after that memorial service. It's a nice event to see, and it's also an opportunity to see your loved ones' officers' names, your officer's name on the wall. There are two other opportunities, and I should have mentioned this earlier. There's two other opportunities to go down to the memorial. We will have shuttles from the cops' hotels on the night of the 12th and on the night of the 14th to go down to the memorial as well. So there'll be opportunities to go. If you're staying at a cops' hotel, there'll be opportunities to go down and see your officer's name on the wall prior to May 15th as well.
Right. And I know this is a lot of information that we're throwing at you right now, but please rest assured that all of this information will be at your fingertips through the National Police Week app, as well as the information book that you will receive at registration and check-in. So don't feel like you have to write any of this down, because we'll literally give you a guide once you get there. So Diane, one of the last days before we all head home is May 16th. What happens on that day?
Yeah, so on May 16th, we all gather again. There's some sessions in the morning that you can choose from depending on what speaks to you the most. You'll see there's probably 30 different sessions that you can look at, and they're educational, they're interactive. They can help you through whatever little piece of that you're struggling with. There's also support services that are available to meet with you that day. And we're going to conclude the formal part of Police Week over lunch. We'll have a sit-down lunch that you're all invited to that's included just because you're a survivor and attending National Police Week. And at that luncheon, we will have another speaker that will come and kind of leave us at the end of National Police Week with kind of taking a deep breath and relaxing a little bit as we end that luncheon on the 16th. Now that evening, we also have what we call our Blue Family Barbecue that you are all invited to, too, as there's no cost to attend that as well if you're a new survivor. So at that barbecue, there's stuff for the kids, all kinds of games and things for the kids to do, a bounce house, face painting, balloon creatures, Build-A-Bear, you name it. There's all kinds of things for the kids to do. There's a barbecue that's very casual. We'll have a DJ set up that will be playing some music for us, and we're going to informally close out that week with that barbecue that evening on the night of the 16th.
Yeah, that's definitely, I recommend staying until the 16th for a lot of reasons, but definitely that Blue Family Barbecue for all the families, especially the kiddos. So please try to come to that. And I want to touch base too, because another thing that I hear a lot each year is a lot of people either leave the night of the 15th or they leave bright and early on the 16th, because that is when the events that we honor your officer have completed. However, National Police Week is absolutely about honoring our fallen heroes, but remember this week is also about you. So don't leave early. If you need to change your flight plans, stay until the 16th, because those pieces that really help your family, they don't end until the night of the 16th. So I encourage you to stay through it all. Like I said, we're all here to honor your heroes, but we're also here to support you. And so staying until the end of the 16th is really about you and getting that support that we're there to provide you.
So the morning of the 17th, if you stayed at a cops hotel, that's the day that everybody leaves National Police Week. We do have some limited busing that will be provided as first come, first serve back to the airport for those of you who have flights on the 17th. We do not anticipate that there'll be enough busing for everyone. So if you don't have a bus, there are always taxis and Uber services that are available from these locations to get you to the airport on the 17th.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're right there in the heart of DC at the Washington Hilton. And so if you get on that Uber app, chances are there's going to be 30 cars waiting for you. So don't worry
Absolutely.
About that.
We never wait for a taxi or an Uber at the Washington Hilton.
Never. Moving on a little bit, we receive incredible support from a number of organizations to help honor the fallen during National Police Week. Can you talk a little bit about them, starting with our friends over at the Officer Down Memorial page and their National Police Week 5K?
Yeah, so the Officer Down Memorial page, most of you are probably familiar with that if you've not downloaded their app or if you have not seen it on their website. That's a national organization that honors our fallen by providing basically the largest online database of fallen officers. And we work directly with them to make sure we're identifying officers after they make that ultimate sacrifice. We are able to use that website to get information about those officers and then start our outreach to the families. But during National Police Week, they host a 5K that happens the morning of May 11th this year. It's down by the Pentagon, and they run basically around the Pentagon. So that's happening on the morning of the 11th. We also work really closely with Law Enforcement United, which, well, is a bike ride that's celebrating their 15th year this year. But they ride 350 miles at least into the D.C. area, arriving on May 12th in honor of our fallen heroes. And they do that to raise money for COPS that we then use to fund all of Kids Camp. So Law Enforcement United is our biggest donor for Kids Camp. So it's a really big deal to watch them all come in. So this year they're going to come in on May 12th at the Host Hotel. So if you're there at 11 o'clock in the morning on the 12th, we'll all go outside and watch the bikes come in, and we'll clap for them and we'll cheer them. We'll give them high fives, and then they'll come in and we'll greet them down in the ballroom where they have flags that they've written in honor of your officers that they will give to you. And that we will then do a brief ceremony welcoming them to our hotel and thanking them for all that they do for the kids. Yes. So that's a pretty big deal.
That's so exciting for them to finally come in at the Host Hotel, because actually for the staff who's still back at the Host Hotel working, it'll be a nice break for us to go out and watch them and thank them and just get to see all of that unfold, because it's definitely a sight to be seen. And then we've already talked about their individual events, but the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund and the Fraternal Order of Police and Auxiliary. Talk a little bit about, like I said, we've already talked about their events, but talk about the partnership, the incredible partnerships that we have with these organizations.
Yeah, I mean, it's no secret that bringing, you know, anywhere from 4,000 to 6,000 people to Washington, D.C. For a week in any given year is a challenge. But we have a Police Week committee that starts meeting in sometimes as early as September to start planning for the week. So we work directly with the Memorial Fund and with the Fraternal Order of Police and its auxiliary to plan the major events of National Police Week. Police Week wouldn't be what it is without these organizations that have just done an amazing job. I'm also working directly with COPS to make sure the survivors are getting everything they need to honor their officers in D.C. There's a number of other organizations that also contribute to National Police Week. You will see them when you're there. If you have an opportunity to stop and thank them, that would be really great for them to understand how important and how much it means to you to have the law enforcement officers that are outside of our hotels that are keeping us safe, that are in our command posts, that are monitoring all the buses, the moving pieces of Police Week. It's not a small feat to pull off National Police Week, and we couldn't do it without those organizations that help us.
We will be honoring 222 officers and welcoming approximately 4,500 of their survivors. Diane, what is that like for you and the COPS staff and the National Board and the COPS chapters and the partnering organizations that we just talked about? What is that like logistically?
So as I was just talking about, it requires months of planning. We have to time buses as they move around D.C. to make sure they're not interfering with the regular parts of just D.C. that happens. We have to work through every piece of from the when the survivors get off their airplane and get on the buses, and we literally stop traffic for them through D.C. It's a humbling experience to watch what law enforcement does to come together to honor their fallen brothers and sisters, and to make sure that they get the experience, that survivors get the experience that they deserve at National Police Week.
Yeah, it truly is incredible to see. And I have some other questions that I was going to ask, but really we've covered a lot of them through just the schedule of events. But can you remind us of some of the amenities and benefits of this location, including the proximity to the other two hotels that we have secured?
Yeah, absolutely. This year we have, as our main host hotel, the Washington Hilton, which is located on Connecticut Street. It's about a mile from the White House and 2 miles, 2.5 from the National Mall. It's about a 10 to 15 minute car ride, depending on traffic, to the memorials, the memorial wall that we all go down to see, and the law enforcement museum, which is located right by the memorial wall. So the location of it is really good. It's right in the center of, there are restaurants that you can walk to from the hotel, and there's a Walgreens right down the street. I'm just not giving a plug to Walgreens, but I know when you get to a hotel and you need those last minute things, you can get out and walk to those places and get those last minute things that you need. So there's restaurants and stuff all around that you can use. That's a huge benefit to us. The Churchill Hotel, if some of you are staying there, is located directly across the street, so you don't require any transportation to go back and forth between the Churchill and the Washington Hilton. So we're happy to contract with them again this year. About 1 mile away from the Washington Hilton is the Omni Shoreham. That is a beautiful hotel, and it's a very quick bus ride over a bridge to the Washington Hilton. And we have shuttles that run continuously almost during the entire National Police Week. So if you're staying at the Omni Shoreham, you're almost as good as staying at the host hotel, because you can be there in about a 10-minute ride straight over to the Washington Hilton. But there's a lot of amenities there. There's an outdoor pool that is typically open this time of year, weather depending. So there's a pool the kids can swim in. There's a fitness center that you can use while you're there. There's a coffee shop located inside the Washington Hilton. So there's a lot of really good things about that venue.
Yeah, and it's within walking distance of a lot of different things of D.C. I know our last day there before our flight, we were able to walk to the zoo. So if you have kids and you're staying past the 17th, you know, there are things that you can get too close right there. But I, one funny story, it's not super funny, but I know a lot of you will get this, but you know, survivors talk about the brain fog they're in. Well, we had a surviving spouse last year who, in all of her packing and stress before the week, she had forgot to pack her baby's socks, and it was a little bit cooler one day and she had no socks for her baby. And so now, you know, obviously a lot of hotels don't have baby socks in their gift shop, but that Walgreens that Diane was mentioning, it's literally across the street. So if you forget a toothbrush, if you forget, you know, medication, anything like that, it's now right there for you. So don't stress about that if you do forget anything. Diane, just to kind of close out before I give some more just final reminders, if you had one piece of advice to give new survivors attending National Police Week for the first time, what would that be?
So I would encourage all survivors to just slow down and just accept the moment as it happens, and just absorb it as it happens. Go through National Police Week with an open mind. Try not to let little things upset you. If you have to wait a little period of time before you get on a bus or something like that, try not to let those little things become a big part of space in your mind. Absorb it. Do all the things. Everything that's offered to you, take advantage of it. You have one opportunity to be your first year at National Police Week, and it's very important that you attend the vigil. It's very important that you go to the Survivors Conference. It's important that you go to the memorial service, and that you just absorb it and take it in as you go through the week.
If I can add, my advice to new survivors is to take advantage of the support services. When you come to Police Week, people see support services on the tablecloth or the signs. These are mental health providers that are there for you. It's free of charge. You don't have to use your health insurance or anything like that. They are there to talk about any issues that you're having. Are you struggling as a now single parent? Are there family dynamics that you need to work through? Do you have anger issues that you recognize but you don't know how to work through? That is what they're there for 24/7. So when you're coming to Police Week, this truly is a safe space for you. You're going to come off that bus. You're going to be overwhelmed. You're probably going to cry, and we're going to be there for you. You're going to be able to connect with COPS staff. There's going to be board members that are also survivors that are there to pick you up. And there's going to be support services to walk you through whatever emotions you're feeling. And I promise you that you're going to leave this week feeling better than the day that you arrived. So that's my advice, is just to take advantage of the resources that we're making available to you.
I want to add one more thing, and that is to reach out to your chapters. Make sure that during National Police Week, if you have questions, there are representatives from your chapters that are available to you. Their phone number will be posted for you to be able to call them if you don't already have it. But use the peer support from survivors who have literally sat in the same chairs that you're about to sit in. And they can guide you through your entire experience of National Police Week, which I can guarantee for you will be an absolutely amazing and overwhelming week.
Absolutely. So before we close out this episode, I want to remind everyone who will be in attendance that you can download the National Police Week app and have all of those details that we just talked about at your fingertips. It's going to be available on Google Play and the App Store. Everything is there, from the event details, the transportation schedule, where to load the transportation, the meals that will be provided, as well as the information book that I said you will get a physical copy of. That's also in a downloadable form right there on the app. Or if you just want to link straight to the book, we have that as well. And then I have to do a shameless plug for the COP shop. We'll have an entire merchandise store set up at the host hotel. That's where your roll call of hero items are going to be. If you forget a jacket, we'll have that there. If family members aren't able to come, that's where you can get those trinkets and those gifts from the event. So all of that is right there at the host hotel. Diane mentioned earlier the final mailing. Those are going out. By the time you listen to this, you probably already have received them. Go ahead and pack that with you just for that peace of mind, because it has a lot of the pertinent information from the second that you arrive there at the airport. And again, you'll have those QR codes, download that app. This is just another resource that you can refer to if you have any questions. And as always, if you have questions or concerns, the COPS National staff is right here available at 573-346-4911. Or you can follow us on social media at National COPS. And that website also has everything available to you at concernsofpolicesurvivors.org. So in closing, we just want to say we cannot wait to see you in May. Be ready to hug, because that's what we're all about. You're going to get lots of hugs, whether you like them or not. But we truly cannot wait to welcome you and your family and your agencies to National Police Week. We promise you that we have you.